All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue. And I'll just remind you guys that, as always, attorney Stan McDonald is indeed the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. Stan McDonald, 30-year practitioner of law in North Alabama and daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. All right, let me just jump in by saying I know that I'm dating myself here when I say this or ask this question, but did you ever watch some of the old black and white sitcoms? Andy Griffith, Beverly Hillbillies, Leave It to Beaver. Man, I did all the time. We were talking about like classic humor, like timeless characters. Remember on Andy Griffith, the two old sisters who had the moonshine still? Remember them? Andy and Barney could not figure out where Otis the town drunk kept getting his whiskey. Well, it was Papa's recipe. For medicinal purposes only, you understand. And then, of course, there was the Beverly Hillbillies, and Granny, she had her still out by the cement pond. Granny had her still and was always on the lookout for the revenuers. That revenuers, that was those government men that were going to swoop in and put the kibosh on her moonshining. Well, as far as I know, though, June Cleaver was never cooking up moonshine in the garage, but hey, who knows? But that stuff was real, though. It was. They were making jokes about it, but that moonshining, that was real. I mean, it's part of the history of like NASCAR, right? NASCAR was the boys that would soup up old sedans, fill them with homebrew, and outrun the law on the back roads. There's a road I know of in North Alabama, not far from where I'm sitting right now, called Six-Foot Road. Six-Foot Road. Legend has it, years ago, it was the hub for a bunch of good old boys in the shine business, and if you were found out there when you weren't supposed to be, you could end up 6 foot under. And so, yes, the road is called Six-Foot Road. I have a friend who spent years in state law enforcement. He busted many a moonshine operation. There was actually one in northeast Alabama. It was so well known and so highly used, they just put a drive-through window into their old shack in the woods. People drive through, pay, take their shine with them. I could say the family name, but I won't because they're still around, and I won't mention them on the radio, but they knew my law enforcement friend by first name. So yeah, revenuers, the G-men, the government boys. But that was also illegal activity, right? I mean, in the end, it makes sense that law enforcement had to do something. You can call them the revenuers, but they were actually the government going after what was illegal. That's what they're there for, right? But what if the G-men, though, wanted to come get into your business without any indications of illegal activity? No probable cause, if you will. No warrants. No court of law intervening to assure that you have due process. What if they could just snoop around through your records and see all of your ATM transactions, whether it be personal or business, and every time you bought milk and bread, every time you went out to dinner, every time you used your credit card, put money in a savings account, planned for retirement, doesn't matter. Well, I got news. That's what the left wants to do. And they want it badly. Here's an example. Remember this? Not so long ago when Biden's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said that the IRS was woefully underfunded and they needed more auditors. Biden and the Democrats tried to hire 87,000 new IRS agents. See, the left are firm believers that the IRS should have mandatory reporting from your bank on even the lowest level deposits and transactions. I'm not talking about declaring your income for the purpose of taxes. I'm talking about them snooping through everything that you've ever spent money on or received money for. Get a refund from Amazon? Got to report it. Deposit that $50 your friend repaid you? Report it. Spend $75 on your daughter's birthday present? Report it. Look, just a couple of years ago, with control of the House, Senate, and the auto pen, we saw one of the most awful pieces of legislation ever proposed, which would have allowed for the greatest invasion of privacy ever conceived, much less acted on. It was a bill that Democrats were proposing that would have required every bank in the United States to provide complete reporting to the government of all transactions from every account at every bank for every person or business that had a gross flow of dollars per year of at least $600. $600? That happens in a day. I mean, basically, if you put at least $600 a year into your checking account for any reason, the IRS would be required to know it and track it. It was so bad that even the Democrats began to realize what an overreach it was, and it finally withered on the vine and didn't pass. But the fact that they wanted to do it at all was galling. And pray tell, what would they have done with it? Why then would they need such invasive tracking of every penny you earned or spent? Pray tell, ostensibly to plus up the revenues and allow the government to, in Secretary Yellen's words, be more productive. But look, don't think they've let it all go. I say that to say, be warned, because they still think that way. Just because Biden's not in charge does not mean they still dream of the day of getting into your bank account, rooting through there, and figuring out why you have ATM transactions. Yeah, there's some on the left who still let their inside words become their outside words. Like liberal hack Joy Reid, the former MSNBC host who recently went on one of the subprime networks and cried racism if Republicans are allowed to lower your taxes. Reid was serious. She warned, and here's her quote, she said that conservatives, in her words, have a goal of forcing the country back to the early 20th century, if not the 19th, based on the desire for what she calls a hierarchical past with white men on top. She warned that part of what conservatives hope to restore includes not only a racial hierarchy, but also a rollback of business regulations. Well, yeah. But she says that bottom line is, as she doubled down on stupid, that one of the reasons, this is her quote, one of the reasons that there were no income taxes back in the day and there was no regulations on business. You could earn as much money as you want. You could leave 100% of it to your children with no taxes. That's what the world that they want back. Well, you think? I mean, do you hear what she's saying? She described utopia. No taxes? Keep what you earn? My gosh. Reid sees the lowering of taxes as being dangerous. That somehow it's racist and un-American to make it easier for folks to earn a living and keep more of what they earn. And even, horror of horrors, to leave it to your own children. I'm telling you, the left would tax us into oblivion if they could. And you watch, right now, with Zohran Mamdani trying to become the mayor of New York City, with a $12 billion annual budget, he's going to spend it all on social programs and prove to you that government does it all. And he's going to need more of your money to do it. And then, oh, by the way, the person who's looking at replacing Chuck Schumer, we think it's going to be AOC. Well, she's a huge fan of Zohran Mamdani. So where do you think the Democrat Party's going? You see, the left will weaponize the revenuers because the left believes that government is the solution to all things, not the private sector. Therefore, the left believes, naturally, that the government needs more of your money so the government can do more of the things that the left believes it ought to do. It wasn't so long ago, right here in Alabama, a good friend of mine was a target of a weaponized IRS. You may recall the story in 2011, Becky Gerritsen, who's been on the show multiple times and now runs the Alabama chapter of the Eagle Forum, a nonprofit conservative policy group. She used to be the head of the Wetumpka Tea Party. Well, they applied for their 501c3 status, and it was delayed, and then it was denied, simply because Obama bureaucrat Lois Lerner chose to weaponize her IRS office for partisan purposes. Becky wound up making national news when she was called in to testify before Congress. Much more recently, I had another friend on the show from Texas. Her name is Bunny Pounds, and she's the president of a Christian nonprofit called Christians Engaged. It's designed to encourage Christians to be active in politics and community efforts. Doesn't even name parties. But the IRS actually denied her nonprofit status at first, in writing, because in the words of the IRS, they said that Bible studies are more often affiliated with Republicans, and therefore her group was considered partisan, and it took threats of legal action to get the IRS to actually recant. Okay, so what would the IRS do if it could access everything, with no cause, like no warrant necessary, just root through your checking account? If someone's cheating on their taxes and they have probable cause to believe it, well, okay, subpoena the records. You can do that. But if they can access the data they want, when they want, from whomever they want without your protections or knowledge, and then combine that with their history of abuse of process, we would be looking at unprecedented levels of government retaliation against everyday citizens for reasons that unelected bureaucrats have at the time, just whenever they feel like it. Don't like the looks of that series of legal deposits in your account? Well, I'm sorry, we will audit your whole life now. Don't like that political stance of your business? I'm sorry. You appear to be in jeopardy of losing your business license because you're too partisan. You buy too many gun supplies? Scrutiny. You must be a militiaman. Did you donate to certain charities? Let's investigate the charities while we're at it. All the jokes about revenuers? Well, those were tongue-in-cheek because most folks know that law is still law. But those jokes had a grain of truth in it. Really, in all of it. More than a grain, really. It's like a whole bumper crop of big government overreach. This is an invasion of privacy. The big hand of government having oversight over the smallest aspects of your life, and this is wrong on so many levels. Meanwhile, the tax dollars that we already send to D.C., they get bound up in a political stunt called a government shutdown. So good people who do pay their taxes and do everything right can't even get the benefit of their existing government services or their paychecks. Make that make sense. So yeah, they want more of our dollars, but they can't even decide how to spend the ones they've got. It's madness, and yet we are the ones forced to feel the brunt of it. And I'm telling you, folks, it's a hot mess. and the left is determined to get more of what you've got. So I say, look out, folks. Here come the revenuers. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.